Today we're going to be speaking with Andy Baldwin. Andy is a director at Profitable Ideas Exchange. She's worked with a number of expert service clients, including KPMG, North Highland, and Slalom Consulting. Andy, one of the key ways you help clients is to interview executives with whom the client wants to work. What's the purpose of those interviews?
Yeah, so the interviews are really a key part of our process, and maybe I'll take a quick step back and tell you a bit about our overall process. So we're really interested in helping our clients get to know the people that they most want to do work with and serve. And our clients are, you know, experts. They're professional services firms who have expertise in a certain area and want to share that expertise with current and potential clients. So we bring groups together of executives who our clients want to serve on an ongoing basis, typically a quarterly basis throughout the year. And then a key part of that is we do individual interviews with those participating executives in advance of those quarterly roundtable sessions. And this serves a couple of important purposes. One of those is for the executives to make sure that we create a meaningful agenda for them and that their individual questions are reflected in that agenda so that they can have a meaningful, valuable conversation with their peers and keep coming back. And then even more importantly, maybe for our clients who join those interviews, it's an opportunity not only to, you know, build rapport with those potential clients, get to have that sort of one-on-one time, if you will, with them, but also get to really understand their individual concerns and interests and sort of be a fly on the wall while we, as a third-party facilitator, are able to dig into sort of asking them about their challenges, their priorities, for the purposes of creating that agenda, so we can dig into understanding really where they might have situations that they need help with, where we can help sort of insert our client as an opportunity to provide that assistance.
Well, so you must certainly be an expert in the areas in which you're interviewing. Does it ever feel like maybe you're competing with your client on the phone?
You know, we like to say actually that we're about an inch deep and a mile wide in terms of expertise around content area. So we're experts at connecting the dots and in building successful conversations, but we're not experts in the content or the sort of area around, say, it's tax or human resources consulting or, IT consulting. That's where we're able to lead the members of the groups to our clients for their expertise. So what we're really experts at is identifying those opportunities, listening well during those interviews to hear where there might be opportunities to provide help to a member, and then directing them to our clients who can actually provide that expertise that they need. So in that case, we're sort of a good team with our clients in terms of, you know, we set them up for them to hit the home run, if you will.
Okay, so you've got an interview set to ask for an executive's input on an agenda, and you have this other goal of sort of unpacking who they are and what their company's about and what their challenges are. Give me some tips on how to do that. You've never met this person before.
Yeah, that's right. So I think the first piece is just getting them comfortable with, you know, what they're participating in, making them comfortable on the phone with why they're there, that it's really an opportunity for them to, you know, get feedback from peers and just sort of get them comfortable and excited to participate. And then making them understand that really the purpose is for them to get value out of this. So when you come from a position asking questions of wanting to create a valuable conversation for them, you're able to sort of dig in and get those questions from them that they're keen to ask their peers about. And so sort of ultimately what happens in that case sometimes is that when there are questions that maybe their peers can't necessarily answer, there might be a question out of that list that while their peers can't answer it, our client is in a great position to be able to answer it and help with it. So that's a key part of our role is to sort of loop in our client when that's the case to be able to not only provide our client with that opportunity, but also, you know, provide feedback to all those questions that the executives raise with us.
All right. I think I understand that. So there's almost a perfect match between questions that an executive might want to ask a peer because they've got a challenge that they're focused on, and areas of their business where an expert might be able to help them. So I think I get that, but then the question I have is how do you help your client who's sitting in on this interview pivot to actually beginning to talk about themselves and what they have to offer, and maybe offering to scope out work for the potential client?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's all comes from a place of really sort of adding value up front. Our whole model is set up on the fact that when you demonstrate that you want to add value to potential clients up front, and you're listening to them, you're engaging with them, and building a relationship with them up front, then it becomes easier and easier over time to make that ask for a meeting, or have an opportunity to make a sales pitch when you've demonstrated over the course of multiple quarters of offering them a roundtable forum with their peers, of listening to their individual challenges during those interviews, and just sort of being engaged in the conversation, asking them thoughtful follow-up questions, but not just coming straight out with a sales pitch, but being sort of that engaged, active listener and adding that value up front puts you in a great position, as one of our clients, to be able to thoughtfully, follow up with them when the time comes where they clearly have an instance in which they could actually use that client's help, and sort of just show that they're, listening closely, they want to be of assistance, and they're able to sort of pivot to making that ask for a meeting and be able to sort of offer their services.
When I've interviewed people, half the people have, paragraph long, good, substantive answers to my questions. And half the people are really, they've got like one word answers. So you say, hey, what's on your mind right now? What's your biggest challenge? And they say, cybersecurity. How do you get more out of someone that you're interviewing?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's exactly right. Some people can, talk for 10 minutes on one quick question, and some people will give you those brief answers. And I think it's, it really comes with practice over time. But one, it's sort of back to what I said initially in making them comfortable and in the conversation and wanting to open up. But it's also knowing how to ask those thoughtful follow-up questions. So that's a really important piece of sort of why we do a series of those pre-interviews in advance. A lot of times we can sort of thread in questions or comments that we've heard from others of their peers in the group. So say, for example, I'll use your example. Someone just says cybersecurity. I'm able to say, because, for example, if I've had, five other conversations with other chief information security officers in the past few weeks, I can say, that's interesting. I've heard, X, Y, and Z questions around cybersecurity as well. Are those the challenges you're facing, or are there different challenges or other questions specific to cybersecurity that you're thinking about? What angle on that conversation would be most helpful for you if we think about putting cybersecurity on the agenda? So it's really being able to sort of thread between the conversations of executives and really get them to understand that the purpose is to make the agenda useful for them and have them, help you in putting their stamp on it.
So if I were making these interview calls to executives and asking their help in kind of creating the agenda, I would feel like I was taking time out of their day, that it was an imposition. I'm just curious, what do the executives think of this interview process?
Yeah, that's funny you say that. I think actually in our experience, we find that this is one of the things that the participating executives in these networks like the most about our process, actually. So, we see them coming back time and time again to participate in these interviews. We have some executives who have participated in dozens of interviews over the course of multiple years. And it's because when they come to one of our roundtable sessions, they see verbatim their own question on that agenda, and they know that means they're going to get to ask their question of their peers. They know that, we as the facilitators are listening, and that the host, our client, is really interested in actually letting them, put their question on the agenda, put their question to their peers. And they know because of that pre-interview, it's going to be a valuable hour of their time. So I think that, sort of opposite of seeing it as a burden. They see it as an opportunity to really own that conversation.